This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday that Israel has prepared for an attack by Iran and is ready, quote, for any scenario, as Iran launched dozens of drones at Israel. Our defense systems are deployed. We are ready for any scenario, both defensively and offensively. The state of Israel is strong. The IDF is strong. The public is strong. Israel said on Saturday that a salvo of Iranian drones had been launched at it and that defense systems were poised to shoot them down or to sound sirens ordering residents in any threatened areas to take shelter. Chief military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the drones' flight time would take several hours. He confirmed media reports that, quote, the Wing of Zion, Israel's version of the U.S. Air Force One, was airborne, saying this was due to operational considerations. U.S. National Security spokesperson Adrian Watson said in a Saturday statement that, quote, Iran has begun an airborne attack against Israel. She added the United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. Israel finds the body of a teen whose disappearance sparked a deadly settler attack in the West Bank. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says the body of a missing Israeli 14-year-old is found in the West Bank after being killed in what it labels a terrorist attack. It comes as violence escalates across the Israeli-occupied West Bank, with tensions simmering for months. The teen's disappearance sparked a large attack by Israeli settlers on a Palestinian village, an attack that left one person dead and more than 20 injured. According to Palestinian authorities, settlers later returned to the village, setting fire to homes and cars. Tensions in the West Bank are especially high since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz on Saturday after Tehran said it could close the crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for a suspected Israeli strike on its Syria consulate. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
Video obtained by Reuters showed a helicopter hovering over the vessel, which Iran said was linked with Israel. It comes days after Tehran said it could close a crucial shipping route and warned it would retaliate for a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consulate in Damascus. A video claiming to show the seizure included a figure abseiling from a helicopter onto the ship. The vessel's operator confirmed Iran had seized the ship. It said it was working with the relevant authorities for its safe return and the well-being of its 25 crew members. The incident comes amid rising regional tensions since the start of Israel's campaign in Gaza in October.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. Pakistani police are searching for gunmen who killed nine people after abducting them from a bus on a highway in the country's southwest. The abduction took place Friday in Balochistan province. Police say the gunmen stopped the bus, went through the passengers' ID cards, and took nine people with them. Police later recovered the bodies under a bridge. Police said the gunman had earlier opened fire at a vehicle that failed to stop the blockade, killing two people. The U.S. House of Representatives passes reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The oldest living conjoined twins have died in Pennsylvania at age 62. Obituaries posted by Leibensberger Funeral Homes of Hamburg said Lori and George Chappelle died April 7th at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. They pursued separate interests during long lives that defied medical expectations. The twins were born in West Reading, Pennsylvania, and had distinct brains but were joined at the skull. They appeared over the years in documentaries and talk shows. George came out as transgender in 2007. Lori excelled at bowling, and George was a country singer. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.